The world's largest passenger airplane was unveiled today with great fanfare in France. The Airbus A380 is being hailed as a European triumph. The plane not only breaks size records, it is also at the forefront of a battle for supremacy between European and American jet makers. Eleanor Beardsley reports.
The gargantuan double-decker A380 has been the talk of the European media for weeks. It is longer, taller, and wider, wingtip to wingtip, than the White House. It can carry up to 850 passengers and offers such luxury amenities as first-class bedrooms that close off from the rest of the cabin and high-tech lighting to help passengers' body clocks adjust to new time zones. And some airlines have been talking about installing lounges, gyms, and even a casino. Riding on the success of the plane is European pride and an enormous amount of money. The A380, which cost $13 billion to develop, replaces Boeing's 747 as the largest passenger plane in the skies. It could also crush Boeing's chances of regaining its place as the number one commercial plane manufacturer, a title it lost to Airbus in 2003. It all depends on travel trends. While both companies expect air traffic to double in the next 15 years, the A380 is where their strategies to meet that increase diverge. Randy Baesler is Boeing's commercial airplane vice president for marketing.
Well, we don't believe it's the right airplane size for the future because what we've been seeing in the past is that airlines have been meeting all their air travel growth over the last 10 or 15 years with increased frequencies and nonstops, not with increasing airplane size. This is really a very, very big airplane for such a very small market.
In early 2007, Boeing plans to unveil its answer to the future of air travel, the midsize 787 Dreamliner that will be able to fly nonstop between almost any two airports on Earth, bypassing the hubs. But John Leahy, Airbus Vice President of Customer Affairs, says Boeing has got it wrong. As air traffic fragments, it will also consolidate, creating large passenger hubs that will be better served by supersize aircraft.
If you think about the fact that all of us like to be in bigger, more comfortable airplanes, if you then realize that the bigger, more comfortable airplane is also more efficient, so the ticket price will be lower, it's very hard to see why the business case isn't going to work. I think they don't have a competitor for the A380, so they're trying to convince everybody there isn't a market there. There's a very big market.
So far, Singapore Airlines, Lufthansa, Air France, FedEx, and UPS have all put in orders for the A380. And airports around the world, including a dozen in the U.S., are spending millions to modify gate areas and reinforce runways to accommodate it. While Boeing and Airbus accuse each other of receiving millions of dollars of government subsidies, they did agree last week to solve their dispute outside of the high-profile World Trade Organization. Pierre Sparaco, European Bureau Chief of Aviation Week, says in the end, Airbus and Boeing thrive on each other's competition.
If one of them disappear, that would be a total economic catastrophe because the airlines would no longer have a choice and the surviving company would sleep on its laurels. They need each other, but they will never tell us.
The A380 will take its first test flight this spring and be in commercial operation starting in 2006. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley.